From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. The process is underway for transitioning Frank Scott Jr. into his new role as mayor of Little Rock. KUAR's David Monteith was at today's first meeting of his transition team.
Mayor Frank Scott Jr. asked 11 leaders in Little Rock to voluntarily serve as the board of directors for his transition team as he takes the reins as leader of Arkansas's capital city.
I didn't hand-select everyone that agreed with me in that room on there. I'll be able to listen, look, and learn for part of that process. That's kind of how we started the first day, is the 3L plan of listening, looking, and learning. I got that idea from the great Dr. Nancy Russo, who is the principal of Little Rock Central High School.
The primary goal of the team is to provide a report which will serve as the strategic plan for Scott's four-year term. The transition board of directors includes the mayor's former opponent, Baker Curris, as well as Senator Joyce Elliott, State Board of Education Chair Jay Barth, and other local business leaders. Little Rock lawyer Antoine Phillips was a member of Scott's campaign team and is now one of the co-chairs of the board.
This is our first time getting together to understand what the mayor expected out of us and how the transition process would work. And he made it clear that, you know, that this is a 6 to 9 day process and the city's going to be cooperative in helping us understand what's going on and for us to, you know, ultimately make some recommendations to implement his agenda that he ran on.
Scott's campaign promises included providing opportunities for youth and education, improving public safety, and reforming government. David Monteith, KUAR News.